Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In our last story, we sized up Goliath. He is a giant among men. Today, we'll take a look at David. I'm not sure what you know about David, but he's a very special young man who's been anointed to be king by the prophet Samuel. He has a destiny. David was the youngest in his family. His job was to sit with the sheep and protect them. He was a shepherd boy. David's three brothers, though, were brave warriors in King Saul's army. They lived an exciting life, fighting the Philistines while he was stuck watching sheep. This all changed when David's dad called him. "Son, I want you to go up to the battle. Your brothers are short on supplies. Here's some bread and some cheese and other provisions that are for your brothers and the commander of the army. I want you to talk to your brothers and hurry back with news of the battle." David rose early the next morning and headed off to the front lines. When David arrived, he could hear Goliath shouting insults at God's army. David was surprised to find men hiding behind rocks. He asked one of the men there, "What will be done for the man kills this Philistine who taunts the armies of the living God? Oh, the king has offered great riches for any man who can take down this giant Philistine." David knew the king well. He played his harp for him on many occasions. David headed off to see the king. This is a bold young man. David is called a man after God's own heart. I hope you can see the story is building to an impossible climax that can only end in someone's death. The question is, who is going to die? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.